second chapter, 55th verse.
अर्जुन उवाच
स्थितप्रज्ञस्य का भाषा
समाधिस्तस्य केशव
स्थितधी किं प्रभाषेत
किमासीतं रजेत किम्।
सो श्री भगवानुवाच
प्रजहाति यदा कामान्
सर्वान् पार्थ मनोगतान्
आत्मन्येवात्मना तुष्टः
स्थितप्रज्ञस्तदोच्यते
प्रजहाति यदा कामान्
सर्वान् पार्थ मनोगतान्
आत्मन्येवात्मना तुष्टः
स्थितप्रज्ञस्तदोच्यते।
ओके, सो बिकॉज़ अर्जुन आस्क्ड, ओके, हाउ डस ज्ञानी, व्हाट डस ही स्पीक, हाउ डस ही स्पीक, हाउ डस ही सिट, that means how does he live, like how is Jnani's life, how does he live, and the way he lives is not effort, no, there is no effort involved in the way how he is. That is very important thing, that Jnani lives his life spontaneously, you know, there is no effort involved in living the way he is. The way he lives does not involve any effort. Why? The person of fullness, the person of vision, the person who has the vision of oneness of reality, one who sees duality, you know, empirically, duality being empirically real, one who sees the plurality being empirically real, one who does see the multiplicity being empirically real, at the same time, one who understands very clearly, doubtlessly, the non-duality of the reality, the oneness of reality, one who sees everything as Ishvara, one who does not see a second thing other than Ishvara, such a person lives his life. Understand? And there, like, however he is, whatever the life he lives, that is effortless, spontaneous, natural. Understand? What is that life? How does he live? That is the question. That was the question asked by Arjuna. And here, Sri Bhagavan answers. Sthita-prajnaha-uchyate. Now, sthita-prajnaha-uchyate. Sthita-prajnaha, you know, the one who is of steadfast vision, doubtless vision of Bhagavan being the whole. So, sthita-prajnaha-yasya. Prajna is knowledge here. And his knowledge is what? Firm, doubt-free, okay, unshakable vision. Sthita prajna yasya sthita prajnaha. So one who is of the firm, doubt-free vision of Ishvara being the whole, the reality being secondless, such a person, sthita prajnaha, one is said to be a sthita prajnaha. Uchyate is said to be. When one is said to be a sthita prajnaha, a jnani, oruvar jnani endru sollapadugirar. Siddha prajna iti uchyate. When is he said to be? He says, tushtaha. When he is a tushtaha, not dushtaha, okay? And we are very careful in Tamil. Because we write, for both we have to write only one two, okay? Dushtaha is a wrong person. And here, tushtaha. Tushtaha is a happy person. Tush is the root and Tushyati is happy, is pleased. And the noun is Toshaha. Toshaha, happiness. Okay, satisfaction. Truptihi, understand now? Toshaha means, so Toshaha is a noun. And if you add this prefix, sam also means what? Santoshaha. Understand? Toshaha, not doshaha again. Toshaha, santoshaha, happiness. Understand? And satisfaction. And we hear in other words, tushtihi also means happiness and satisfaction. Nireva, understand? So, tushtihi is a feminine gender word. Toshaha, masculine gender, both are nouns. Santushtihi, santoshaha. Tushtihi, toshaha. Understand now? And here, tushtaha is a participle actually, or in a past itself. Tushtaha, happy person. Satisfied, happy, content person. He'll say, one who is happy, one who is content, one who is satisfied. No? With what? Atmana tushtaha. One who is happy being himself. Listen, Atmana tushtaha. And then, that means Atmani eva tushtaha. One who is happy being himself in himself. Happy being himself in himself. Understand now. Tannil tane telekindravan. Atmanyeva atmana tushtaha. That means what? One who is atmaniyeva atmana tushtaha. Atmaniyeva tannil atmana tanahave magiriravan. Nirevodarikiravan. Understand? One who is happy being himself. One who is happy himself. In himself, with himself, is Atmanyeva Atmana Tushtaha. That means what? Very clear, his happiness is not depend upon any external situation or people or things for his happiness. I mean, his happiness does not depend upon anything external. That means what? Happiness and the self are one and the same for him. Happiness is not an experience for him. Happiness is not a thought for him. Happiness is not a state of mind for him. Happiness is the very self. Happiness is the meaning of the word I for him. That is why he is happiness himself. He is fullness himself. Therefore, see, the water does not depend upon a wave, a bigness of the wave, a smallness of the wave, or the jump, okay, silence of the wave, or the roaring nature of the wave, for it to be H2O. Understand? Water is always H2O, whether even it is in the form of a wave, whatever is the wave. Similarly, here also, this jnani, one who has the vision of the reality, such a person is happiness himself. Atmaniyeva atmana tushtaha. Tannil taan telikkindavan. Tane nirevaha. Tannil taane nirevaad irikkindavan. One who is happy himself, be happy in himself with himself. Himself. That is what explains very well that he is not dependent on anything else for his happiness. Nothing external makes him happy. That means what? For him is not even something, a state, attained. Okay? It is the very swarupam. It is himself. The meaning of the word I, which is pure knowledge, which is the truth of everything, is not other than fullness. Understand? It is one and the same. That is very swarupam. How is it possible? Because he has recognized it. We have not recognized. That's the problem. Understand? So that's why Atmanyeva Atmana Tushtaha. So here again we have to understand definitely this verse also tells us that what you want ultimately, what you seek ultimately through all the pursuits, not as the fourth pursuit, but as the ultimate through all other pursuits. What you seek is a choiceless and happiness, a moksha, limitlessness. A fullness is not something to be, you know, depended upon. It's not something to be expected upon, expected from anything external. As a result of an action, as a situation, or as, you know, the behavior of people, you know, it's not really, it's not anywhere else. It is the very swarupam. Understand? That's why Atman eva Atmana tushtaha. Only then sthita prajna uchyate tada. Understand now? Tada sthita prajna uchyate. Then, once such a person who is happy, who has discovered the very self being fullness, very self as in it, the self being pure knowledge, the pure knowledge being, you know, of the nature, pure knowledge being fullness, not being different from what it is. Therefore, the pure knowledge is fullness and fullness is pure knowledge. One who has discovered that pure knowledge, which is of the nature of fullness or limitlessness, as the very meaning of the word I, such a person is really revels in fullness. Okay? Revels in fullness. So, arivil telekkiravan, parambarulin arivil telekkiravan, nirivil telekkiravan. Understand? Revels in fullness. The person who revels in fullness definitely is free from all anxieties and fear and needs. I told you already, definitely he is free from hold of desires. He is free from the hold of anxiety. He is free from the hold of anger. He is free from the hold of, you know, all of the emotions. Why? Because in fact, the thoughts do not even rise for him. Now that he doesn't want them, they do not just rise up. Desires do not rise. Understand, one who has got himself freed from the hold of desires. Why? Because he is free from needs. He is free from needs. I always tell you, in every class I repeat this. The very basic understanding in Vedanta. The jnani is free from the hold of desires. Because he is free from the needs. He is free from the needs because he is free from all limitations. He is free from all limitations because he is free from inadequacy. Because he is free from, understand now, inadequacy because he is not anymore superimposed limitations of the anatma upon the atma. Why? Because he doesn't have a wrong identity only with the body mind sense complex. Understand now? His identity is with the reality and that reality which is the whole, which is everything. Then one who has resolved his individuality in totality. Understand now? Such a person is a man of fullness and therefore for him the desire does not rise at all. Not that he doesn't have a desire, not he has given up desires. No. Not that he has given up desires. He is free from the hold of desires. And then that is real serenity. Understand now? The absolute serenity. Who is the man of absolute tranquility, absolute serenity? You know that? Absolute tranquility, relative serenity, we try to be relatively tranquil in order to discover this absolute tranquility. The absolute serenity, tranquility means where the desires do not rise naturally. Desires do not rise naturally where there is total dispassion. Total dispassion, patrunmai, understand this, total dispassion. Why there is total dispassion? Because there are no needs. There's no need for the passion to be there. There's no needs are not there. Inadequacy is not there. Understand? There's no... So the jnani is naturally dispassionate. Understand now? Total dispassion is naturally there. You know, he doesn't give up anything here. Why? Because there's no innate sense of being, that he's completely free from sense of being inadequate. The sense of inadequacy is not there. Because he has resolved his limitations in the wake of, okay, in identity, in the wake of knowledge of the reality, the wake of the knowledge of the meaning of the word I, he has resolved his, understand, ahankara. Understand now, resolved his ahankara, is resolved his erroneous self-perception, erroneous notion about the self. Therefore, his identity is with the fullness, reality, which is of the nature of fullness and limitlessness. It's completely, it's purely understanding, understand knowledge. That is why then the desire does not rise at all. For yada, look at this, in the wake of knowledge of the reality, as the self, which is of the nature of fullness, having identity, you know, having identified with that reality, the one who is free from, one has resolved his ahankara, one has resolved all needs and other problems, thereby one who revels in fullness, you know, is free from the hold of desires. Okay? Such a person, when one becomes free from the hold of desires, yada, yappur, again, also again, okay, yada, tada, when, then, yappurudho, appurudhu, understand now, yada, tada, it has to, always tada has to go with the yada. Yada, you get hungry, tada, you eat, understand now. Yada it rains, tada you carry umbrella. Or you wear raincoat. Remember, yada and tada. So yada, when, he says, yeah, prajahati, mano park, he has kaman prajahati, when he is completely free from, okay, the desires. Kaman prajahati. Where did they rise? Kamaha, manogatan. Understand? Manogatan kaman yada prajahati. Yada, which kaman sarvan kaman, total dispassionist. Sarvan kaman yada, manogatan sarvan kaman yada prajahati. When one becomes free from the hold of all the desires in the mind, that means the mind which is totally, like a, mind of dispassion, total dispassion. Mind of desirelessness, okay? Desirelessness. Then, such a person, one who is happy being himself, what? In himself, then the tada sthita prajna ujjate. That is when one is said to be a sthita prajna, man of vision, of the oneness. Otherwise, there is no vision of oneness, of reality. A completely agitation-free minded is a jnani. Now we'll read the Bhashyam. You can say the yada, say that.
Yada. Yada.
Okay. Hey Partha.
Yada,
yada,
manogatan,
sarvan kaman,
prajahati,
atmani eva,
atmanatushtaha,
bhavati,
tada,
sthita prajnaha,
Uchyate.
It's the prose order. Okay, I added bhavati also one more. Prajahati. Okay, prajahati, he just takes first verb. Shankara himself takes first verb. Look at it. Prajahati is the verb here. Prajahati, it means jahati, means turakira. Okay, that's the literal meaning. And prajahati, the pra is a prefix, really. And it emphasizes something, some the meaning of jahati is, you know, more emphatically expressed there. Prajahati, prakarshena jahati. Prakarshena jahati means parityajati. Parityajati murumayaha vidupadhirar. Okay, parityagaha, parityajati. That means what? Completely one becomes free from desires. That means, that's why I said total dispassion. The mind of total dispassion. Understand? The person of total dispassion. Totally dispassionate minded person. That means what? Patru neenga petravar. Understand now? Patru atravan solra, patru neenga petravar. Patru vittavar kedaiyadhu. See, be very careful. Never say vittavar. Okay? Never say give up. Understand? One who is free from the hold of, okay, passions and desires. So So that's why the pra emphasizes the desire, not in one desire can arise. Therefore, that's why parityajati. And he cannot, I have desire, I am desirous, also cannot be there. Okay. So, prakarshena jahati parityajati. Free from what he says, yada, see that, yada, yada, yasmin kale.
Yasmin kale.
See, yada, for that the meaning given by Shankara is yasmin kale. Yada means when, eppozhudhu, endha kaalathil, endha nerathil, eppozhudhu oruvanukku. Okay, yada, yasmin kale. Sarvan, see that?
Sarvan.
Sarvan itself is very simple, all. No? And then, he say the equal meaning of samastan. Sarvan, samastan means the same. Samastan. Samastan, ellavatrayum. What he says, kaman.
Kaman.
Kaman, kamaha is a desire. See, when in Purushartha, when you cite Purushartha, you understood the meaning of the word kamaha as pleasure. Remember, so kamaha means pleasure, kamaha means desire also. Listen, but we don't need to take it as lust or infatuation. And be very careful. Sometimes people translate it wrongly. Kamaha means a desire, asa, istam. Kamaha also means pleasure, also means desire. So, kaman means ichcha bedan. Ichcha. Ichcha means desire again. Kamaha is equal to ichcha. Ichcha means what? Tamil, we have the word ichchai. Make it everything chai, then becomes Sanskrit, Tamil. Geeta, geethai. So, ichcha, ichchai. Look at this. So, ichcha, desire. And he says, ichcha bedaha means what? See, varieties of desires. Desire for so many things which are, you know, the various, multifarious desires which arise. Not one desire arises, many desires arise for many varieties of things. That's why ichcha bhedaha, different types of desires. Understand now? Different types of desires, varieties of desires, understand now? Which arise in the mind, all of them are said to be kamaha, desires here. He says, samastan kaman ichcha bhedan. Yes, hey Partha, hey Arjuna, manogatan. Manogatan is the word in the text. And Shankara gives the meaning here, manasi pravishtan. Manasi pravishtan. Hridi pravishtan. Hridi pravishtan. See, manasi pravishtaha ichchaha. Understand now? The desires which are there, and then they entered into the mind. It means what? The desires were dormant and latent, and if they surface, then the surface, the surfacing of desire is called what? Manasi pravishtaha. Understand now? Manasi pravishtaha, hridi pravishtaha. The desires which have surfaced are, desire is not coming from outside. Understand now? Desire is, which is already dormant and which surfaces. Therefore we say, manadil udikkinra. Understand now? Asih. All those desires. Then sarva,
sarva,
kama,
kama,
parityage,
parityage.
So sarva, kama, parityage, in giving up all the desires, giving it in being free from the hold of all the desires. In being free from the hold of all the desires, not having any desire at all, without giving up the desires, being free from the hold of desires, okay, not having any desire at all, being totally desireless, then tushti karana abhavat. There is no reason, okay, tushti karana abhava. There is no reason for his being happy. That means what? There is no desire, there is no fulfillment of desire, there is no action. Look at this now. Action will be there, let's say, without doership, without enjoyership. The person is doing, but the person's happiness without any, there's no reason why, understand now, I mean, tushti karana abhavat, there's no other reason for his happiness. Tushti karana abhavat, tushti means what? Again, I told you already, toshaha means happiness. Tushti also means happiness, contentment, happiness, satisfaction, and santushtihi is a feminine gender word, and toshaha is a masculine gender word. Tushti karana abhavat, tosha karana abhavas, ananda karana abhavat, santosha karana abhavat. Okay, due to the absence of cause for his happiness. There is no reason, no other reason for his happiness. There is no other reason for his happiness. There is no other cause for his happiness. There is nothing other than himself is there for his happiness, cause for his happiness. That means what? Tushti karana abhava means nothing external makes him happy. Tushtehe karanam anyat nasti. Atmanaha, understand now, other than himself, other than his own self, there is nothing else for his, there is no other cause for his happiness. Then, sharira,
dharana,
nimittaseshe,
sharira,
dharana,
nimittaseshe,
cha,
sati.
So, sharira, dharana, nimittaseshe, cha, sati. See, because one has to, enjoy, live this life, maintain this life, then for the sake of this body also, so nimit
unmatta,
pramattasya iva,
pravruttihi,
prapta. So, just being in the body, holding the body, when a person is living, therefore you can say, unmatta pramattaha means what? The mad person. Okay, we can say he is like a madman or what? Mad person also is happy. Happy means what? Mad person does not become unhappy or happy because mad person is just with himself. Understand now? The mad person does not know the world. There is no such thing. The mad person is not aware of what is happening outside for him. You know that even though you may see him, but for a mad person, for unmatta pramattaha means one who is highly mad. Unmatta pramatta. Pramatta unmatta. Understand now? Mutti pana paitika. So you say, unmatta pramattasya. And then we can say, is he like a mad person then? I told in our Watford class, three people, no? Who are the three people? Remember? The child below 3 years, 2 years, I mean, child of 2 years. And then, mad person and a jnani. Understand? For all of them, mind is resolved. Resolved means what? Because mind remains, they mean, they're same. They are the same state. But a child is ignorant, mad person also is ignorant. As a jnani is not ignorant. Understand? That's why jnani. One thing is here. We can say, is he like a mad person then? No. Therefore, Uchyate, that's why he said here, no, he's not like the other mad person, but there's no reason for his being happy. That means what?
Atmani eva.
There's no reason for his being happy means his happiness is not dependent on anything else other than the self. And there's no dependence also. Understand? There's no dependence also. Just the swarupa means fullness. Atmani eva. Atma is a locative of Atma Shabda. Atma, Atmanam, Atmana, no? Atmani. Atmani means what? In one's own self. Understand? In one's own self means what? Shankara explains here, Atmani eva. That eva is very important. Eva always emphasizes. Eva, Atmani eva. Natu bahihi, understand? Atmani eva, in Atma himself, in one's own self itself. It pratyagatma swarupe eva.
Pratyagatma
swarupe eva. Pratyagatma, say that word?
Pratyagatma.
Pratyagatma swarupe.
Pratyagatma swarupe
eva. Pratyagatma swarupe means, now look at this now. For the wave, H2O is apratyagatma swarupam. Understand? Similarly, here for every mind, pratyagatma swarupam is awareness, consciousness. Pure consciousness is the pratyagatma swarupam. And what is consciousness? Fullness is the pratyagatma swarupam. Limitlessness is the swarupam of the reality. See, why? How do we say this? How do we say this? Because you know, consciousness is beginningless. Can you say consciousness is born on such and such a day? Consciousness is beginningless, birthless, understand? And it's endless, you know very well. Consciousness is endless. It's changeless. Beginningless, endless, changeless. It is eternal. And you know, being eternal, timeless, it's timeless. Being timeless, we also know it is, in space is object of knowledge of consciousness. It is space limitless. And it's every object has its being. Every object being object of knowledge of consciousness. Every object has its being in awareness, being pervaded by awareness. Therefore, it is free from limitations, and limitlessness is fullness and happiness. Understand now? Limitlessness and happiness are synonyms. It is very swarupam, pratyagatma swarupe. Understand now? So, what is the meaning of the word I? We say awareness. And if awareness, what is the nature of awareness? Fullness, limitlessness, happiness. That means, and pratyagatma swarupam. Understand now? Therefore, pratyagatma swarupe, in one's own swarupam. Atmana.
Atmana.
Svenayeva.
Svenayeva.
Sven atmana, here again, svenayeva. So, one's own swarupam is fullness. Swarupam is fullness. One's own nature of the meaning of the word I is fullness. Therefore, an atmani eva, atmana eva. Bahyalabha.
Bahyalabha.
Nirapekshaha.
Nirapekshaha.
See, bahyalabha nirapekshaha. Bahyalabha nirapekshaha. Apeksha means need. Apeksha, need. And then apekshaha, one who has the need. Nirapekshaha, one who doesn't have the need, one who is not dependent. One who does not depend upon. Nirapeksha. Bahyalabha. One who does not depend upon anything external. Bahyalabha. In gaining, one who does not depend upon, one who doesn't need to gain externally, anything external. One who doesn't need to gain anything externally is what? Atma bahyalabha nirapekshaha. For what? For his happiness. Therefore, how is he happy? Atmani eva atmana tushtaha. Understand now? He is happy in himself. And how is it possible? No, he says tushtaha. So, bahyalabha nirapekshaha tushtaha atmana eva svenaiva. He is himself happy. As the very swarupam is happiness. How is it possible? Paramartha.
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 Darshana.
Darshana.
Amrita.
Amrita.
Rasa.
Rasa.
Labhena.
Labhena.
Paramartha amrita rasa labhena. Okay? Having gained. Labha is gain. Labha, not as we think. Labha nashta. Okay? Here labha is gain here. What has he gained here? He has not gained fullness. Look at this. He has not gained happiness. He has not gained contentment. He has not gained the happiness. He has gained darshanam. Understand? Has gained the vision. Fullness he cannot gain. Already he is fullness, isn't it? He has gained the vision. Paramartha darshana labha. Paramartha darshana amrita rasa labha. Understand now? Has gained the vision of the absolute reality. Paramartha. Paramartha. Parampurul. Paramartha literally means parampurul. Artha is purul and parama is absolute. Understand now? Paramartha means Paramparul, the absolute reality, the exalted reality, Paramartha. The secondless only reality is Paramartha. And it's Paramartha Darshana. Listen now, has gained the vision of the Paramartha, the absolute reality. And what has understood, has gained the vision of the absolute reality, which is of the nature of timelessness, Amrita. Understand? Which is of the nature of immortality. Understand now? Which is immortal. Which is not object to time. Which is of the nature of timelessness, Amrita. Savatra, irapatra, paramburudaya, darshanate, petradal. Understand now? That's the meaning. Paramartha, darshana, Amrita, rasa, labhena. What is rasa here? Essence. Understand now? He has gained the vision of the essential, the immortal, essential, the reality. Listen now, reality, therefore, anyasmat. Read it now. Anyasmat.
Anyasmat.
Alam pratyavan.
Alam pratyavan.
It's very beautiful. Alam pratyavan. Alam means, alam is a, look at this, alam pratyavan. Alam pratyavan, jnana is the only alam pratyavan. Now what is alam? Alam means enough. This is another word, paryaptam. Paryaptam means enough. We will never say enough with anything. Anything you are given, you want little more, little more, little more, little more. Understand now? We can never say enough with anything. An alam. In fact, I have to remind you here, you know, fire has so many words in Sanskrit language. The fire, no, fire element is meant by so many words. You know what are all the words there? So many words are there. No, agnihi, like that. But one meaning, one word is analaha. In Tamil also we have this word anal. Know that? Analaha Sanskritam, anal Tamil. Okay? Analaha. Why have you ever thought in Tamil? Why fire is called analaha? Or in Tamil we call anal. Alam means enough. Alam is an indeclinable word. Alam means enough. And then it has to be used in third case also. Alam kolahalena kurum pannadu podum. Alam bhojanena saapattadu podum. Enough with the food. Okay? Alam darshanena enough with the showing. Like, alam means enough. Alam enough. And then the fire, when you kindle the fire in a fire ritual, and you offer oblation. Suppose somewhere something, you know, the fire catches. I tell you, the fire will never say, okay, I have come here, I have burnt all these things, let me stop now, let me go back. No. Fire will never stop, okay, will never say enough. It will go on. Suppose the fire service does not come, it will go on and on and on and on. It will try to consume as much as possible and reduce everything into ashes as much as possible. And then Agnikunda also, if you kindle fire and offer oblations, the more ghee you offer, the more flames will come, more tongues of, you know, the flames are described, Mundakopa as a flare. The tongue, flames of fire described as tongues of fire. Understand? They come, more tongues come, more tongues of the flames, you know, come out asking for more fuel. It can never say enough. The great consumer. Understand now? The big eater is fire. That's why analaha. Na alam yasya. Na alam yasya analaha. One who does not say, never says enough is fire. Analaha. And one more thing, who is likened to fire? You know that? Desire. Desire always likened to fire. That is why dushpurenanalenacha. Okay? In Bhagavad Gita itself, we came across that word. We'll see somewhere. Dushpurenanalen. No? This dushpuraha analaha. Dushpuraha means what? Dushpuraha means, supuraha means one who can be full, satisfied, fulfilled. And then dushpuraha analaha means what? the fire, the analaha, the desire also never gets fulfilled. Always desire, fulfillment of one desire will give rise to another desire. Other desire, other desire. Desire also will never say enough. Come on, you have fulfilled all, no? You have fulfilled enough, come on, enough. You will never say enough. Desire also will never say enough. Because that is the nature of desire. Understand how? That is why desire is likened to a fire, like dushpuraha analaha. And fire is said to be analaha. Anyway, so that is why alam. But here, this jnani is, Abba, jnani put off that fire. And jnani is the one who has put off the fire of desires. That is why alam pratyayavan. Alam pratyayavan. Alam pratyayavan means the one who does not have desire at all, alone can be said to be alam pratyayavan. That is why people always, when they translate now, content, be content with whatever you have. It is a wrong thing, understand now. It is not, it's advice. Be content with whatever you have means what? It's a nice to know that, but it's not practical, understand now. That is why naturally one becomes content. How is it possible? The jnani, understand now? Jnani is self-content. It means what? Until jnanam takes place, it is impossible for one to be free from the hold of desires. That is why it is not blame or find fault with desires. It does not condemn ourselves for being desirous. Understand now? Understand the problem of desire being there. It is not nothing to worry about. So understand. So here jnani alone is alam pratyayavan. Alam pratyayavan means the one who is of, you know, desirelessness. One who is completely free from desires. This is alam pratyayavan. Podhum endra nenikkiravan. Answer now. This is alam pratyayavan. And he is such a person who is sthita pragyaha. So alam pratyayavan alone is sitha pragyaha. Who is sitha pragyaha? Alam pratyayavan. Who is alam pratyayavan? One who says enough. One who feels enough. Who is the one? What do we mean by saying enough? The one who is completely free from the hold of disease. One who does not have desire at all. One in whom disease do not rise at all. Why? Because he is free from limitations, needs, inadequacy, because one who revels in fullness. How? Because fullness for him is the very self. That is why. Understand? Swa. Pratyagatma swarupa. Understand now? Fullness is pratyagatma swarupa. Is satyam. Shastram is repeating it again and again and again. Pratyagatma swarupam. The swarupam of pratyagatma is what? Fullness. And once he knows that, once he has resolved his mind in that fullness, understand? It's a fraction of the fullness. And such a person is alam pratyayavan. Then the desire does not rise by him. Alam pratyayavan sthita pragyaha. No, he is explaining. Who sthita pragyaha? Sthita.
Sthita.
Pratishthita.
Pratishthita.
So sthita pratishthita. Pratishthita means well, okay, steadfast. Pratishthita, no, pratishta, installed. Understand now? Pratishthita. Is it a pratishta? He said the in temple also is a pratishta. Prana pratishta. Prana pratishta like that. I mean murti pratishta. Installing the murtis. That is now again, I mean you keep it there. Like here pratishthita means the vision. Pratishthita remains steadfast, remains firm. Here installed firm, remains firm. What remains firm here? Atma.
Atma.
Anatma.
Anatma.
Vivekaja.
Vivekaja.
Prajna.
Prajna.
Very beautifully he says here. Yasya.
Yasya.
Sahasthita prajna.
Sahasthita prajna.
Vidwan.
Vidwan.
Look at this. Who's a vidwan now? Okay? Sthita pragyaha, sthita pragya yasya sahasthita pragyaha. And who is sthita pragyaha? Vidwan. You look at vid means knowledge. And van, always know dhanavan, gunavan, shriman, bhaktiman. Understand? Like van, that word pratyaya. So here, vidvan. Vidvan is a jnani. Not that as we mean, Hindi vidvan. Here, atma vidvan. Understand now? Vidvan means a wise person, one who knows the reality. One who knows the whole jagat, one who sees the whole jagat is Ishvara. He is a vidvan. Who is this vidvan? Sthitapragyaha. Who is sthitapragyaha? He says, atma anatma vivekaja prajna. One who has prajna pratishthita. One who remains steadfast. One whose knowledge is installed very thoroughly, deeply. Understand now? One who remains rooted. One whose knowledge is steadfast. Prajna is knowledge. And this knowledge, born of what? Born of discriminative understanding. Viveka. This knowledge born of discriminative knowledge. What is discriminative understanding here? Of what? Atma, anatma. Now he has doubt-free, steadfast, understand, knowledge born of the discriminative understanding of what Atma is, what Atma is not, understand, what Anatma is. Is it clear now? Thereby, he has clear understanding. Your Atma, Anatma, Viveka is very important. If we also have to have, become Sita Prajnas, we have to have clear Prajna, knowledge. And that knowledge, clear Prajna means what? The Prajna is the vision of the oneness of reality. Non-duality of irandavadu ondru illai engindra jnanam. Understand now? And the ondre thavara irandavadu ondru illai. So the so vision of the non-duality of reality is Prajna. That when does it happen? The Vivekaja, born of the discriminative knowledge. Vivekena jayate, atma, anatma, vivekena, jata, prajna. If one has the discriminative knowledge of what atma is, what anatma is, then as a result of the discriminative understanding of that atma, anatma, then one can have this ascertained vision of the reality as the one's own self, and which is of the nature of fullness. One who sees the reality and one who's one whose vision is ascertained, then he is pratishthita. Understand now? Pratishthita. Sita prajna. Sita prajna. Then he is said to be vidvan. Sita prajna uchyate. Sandehame illada jnanam. Then tyakta.
Tyakta.
Putra.
Putra.
Vitta.
Lokaishanaha.
Sanyasi. He also says tyakta. Tyakta, given up. Tyakta is a participle of tyagaha. You all know this word in Tamil also. Tyagaha, dedication, sacrifice, all those things you say. So here tyakta and putra. Putra vitta loka. Look at this. Eshana. Eshana means desire, icha. Eshana. It's another word called Eshana. And one who is. So tyaktaha. Tyaktaha. Tyaktani eshanani yena. What is that? Putreshana, vitteshana, lokeshana. We say now the threefold desires. Desire for three things. Very difficult to give up. What is that? Putreshana. The desire and attachment, and then to children, one's own children. Very difficult. But Shastram does not say don't have desires. Please again be careful. Shastram does not say don't be attached to your children. Understand? Does not say. Shastram encourages your concern for children, having concern for children. But he is free from that attachment means. One who is so emotionally entangled, dependent on children, for being dependent on children and their well-being for one's happiness. See, what Shastram says is, of course, you are dependent on your children's well-being for your happiness. How can you be happy if the children aren't happy? But really speaking, suppose you discovered fullness, then you will see children being unhappy. Your happiness will not go. Know why? It's swarupam. Is it clear now? That's what Shastram tries to say. In fact, your unhappiness is not due to because of your children being unhappy. You're already unhappy, it aggravates your problem, that's all. You're only aggravation, this and that. Really speaking, nothing else in the world. See, already when you could have noticed this. Suppose some condolence happens in India, okay, not here, I don't know whether people go such way. In India we have big celebration, okay, not celebration. I mean, 16 days we have Shubha Swikarana, until Shubha Swikarana Dinam. No, Shubha Swikarana Dinam means 12 days we'll moan and then worry and talk about the person. People, Kitan will be crying. It's not that easy, you know, because you can't relate to the person anymore. He's not available. Then at least after 13th day and then, there's a 16th day. Or some people have 13th day. It's called Shubha Swikarana Dinam. No, Shubhatvena Swikriyate. Maranam. It's a Shubha Swikarana Dinam. That day, you take the death also as a Shubham. Something auspicious. It's good, isn't it? It's good for the suffering person, good for the people who are now, and also good for the person's progress. He'll go for a better, nice, new dress, new body, understand? Or he can be in be born again for again progress. Nothing to worry, really speaking. It's all our lack of understanding. So that is the 16th day and then we get over and we take it as Shubha Swikaranam. That's why that day we are new clothes and then we eat sweets. And all those things we do. Called Shubha Swikarana Dinam. Until then, okay, every day people come and law first day or first 2 days all the relatives will come. People will come. Even people, friends also will come. Not need not be very blood related or anything. Even everybody known, all the people will come because condolence is something which people will not miss. Everybody will come and to condole, to express their things. When they come, even though they don't have anything to cry, sometimes when you see other people crying, slowly they will remind of their own problems. And all of them will cry. I used to wonder how everybody can cry. Suppose at least people blood related, connected, if they cry, it's okay. You know why? In fact, your unhappiness is not due to the unhappiness of others or not due to the situations around. Your unhappiness is due to your own insecurity. Understand now? Your insecurity is due to your being dependent on external situations. Understand now? For your security. And your unhappiness is due to your lack of knowledge of what happiness is. This is satyam. Shastram does not say don't worry about children. And so how can you be without worrying about the children? It's all people interpret wrongly, you know. Don't be attached to the children, give up, and don't worry about the children, let them go, let them get lost. No. That is not true. You do your duty, have great concern, and do all the best for them, pray for them, worship for them, okay, do all the possible things for them. But something happens to them also, it's naturally you worry. But what he says is, your worry for your people is due to your lack of knowledge of what happiness is. You seem to be worrying for your children, really speaking. And you seem to be attached, that is when you are attached. If you discover what fullness is, when you are reveling in fullness, nothing can shake what you are. How can your swarupam be lost? Understand? Then you are not attached. Is it clear now? Because you resolve everything there. That is what we have to be very clear about. If you discover what this swarupam of the self, that is very swarupam is fullness. And nothing which happens, sin happens, can shake your fullness. Water is always H2O. How many ever waves come and the turbulent waves come and resolve? Water is always H2O. Similarly, the reality is always fullness, which is you. Understand? Which is you means not. I don't mean you identified with the body, mind, sense, complex. I mean the I. You means the real meaning of the word I. one who has discovered the reality, thereby one who has discovered the fullness, cannot be shaken by anything. This is, when shaken by anything means, his fullness cannot be disturbed, cannot be increased, happiness cannot be increased, cannot be reduced. Understand now? That is what is said here. Therefore, he is free from putra eshana. Understand now? Tyakta putra eshana. Yes. Okay. Tyakta eshana. Putra eshana yena. Tyakta putra eshana yena. The one by whom desire for attachment for children, okay, has been given up. That means what? Not given up. One who is free from attachment to children. Putra eshana. Then vitta eshana, then money. Next is money. Understand? Pon porul, bhumi. Pennaase, ponnaase, mannaase. We say in Tamil. But here putra eshana, vitta eshana, loka eshana. Putra eshana. Then next is what? Vitta eshana. Desire, attachment to wealth and possessions, money. Putra eshana. Desire for wealth. Then lokayeshana, mannase, understand, lokayeshana, also desire for all worlds, heavenly pleasures, all the worlds, understand now, we are not happy with this world, we also want to try how Ramba Urvashi's dances and all will be, we want to see, go and see that, lokayeshana, desire for other higher worlds, lokayeshana, see, we do not know anything about Swarga and other, they have described in our Veda, if we know, if when somebody comes and describes about, our local na cruise, and then we all want to go for it. How? You come to know of a nice, beautiful, solid na resort, and you want to go there. If you do not know about it, you won't think about it. How will you think of going somewhere if you do not know there's some nice, beautiful resort? Like that, when somebody Veda describes so much about the heavens, all heaven, higher worlds, then you'll be interested naturally in going there. But here, jnani. See, the one who has discovered fullness, one who has discovered happiness as the very self, as the Mingatiwad I, which is the truth of the whole, that person naturally desires have resolved in him. Therefore, there is no attachment to anything. Any desire is possible only if you are seeking happiness outside. Desire can rise in a person for the one who is dependent on external situations for his happiness. If my children are happy, then I can be happy. If that is okay, then I can be happy. If if I have this, I can go there, I can be happy. If a person is dependent on, this is still searching for happiness, outside, other than the self, then desires are possible. And who is the one who can search for happiness outside? Oh, and thereby who is the one who can have desire for children, desire for wealth, and desire for other higher worlds, etc. This any desire is possible only if one does not know. If fullness is something that I need to know, okay, my choiceless, I always seek, and that fullness or happiness is none other than myself, okay, very self. Therefore, I need to discover it, and one who makes efforts, one who discovers it. Then for him, this disease will resolve. Otherwise, this is natural. Attachment is natural. Nothing to worry about it. That's why I understand this. But this jnani is the one who is free from. So, tyaktaha yeshanaha. Okay, putra vitta loka yeshanaha tyaktaha yena. The one by whom the desires for children, progeny, wealth and worlds have been given up. That means what? One who is free from. Again, I don't want to use the word given up. And who is he? He is a sannyasi. Understand now? He is a sannyasi. See, look at it. And here it is explained very well. Sannyasi. Understand? Sannyasi. They don't have your own wrong, sometimes, this is what a sannyasi is. Then the people, somebody is friendly and nice to, very concerned and expresses a lot of care and affection, and then you should not mistake the person for not being a sannyasi. That's another problem. That's why I want to tell you here. Anyway, Lokeshna Sanyasi. Understand? Sanyasi. So here, Tyakta Putra Vitta Lokeshanaha. Okay, one who is free from attachment to children, wealth and worlds. How, why he is free from attachment? Because he is not dependent on the anything external for his happiness. See, if you are dependent on your children or children's well-being or the worlds or anything external for your happiness, then you are attached to them. Understand now? If you are not dependent on any of them for your happiness, then you are detached. But still you are their well-wisher. Understand now? We had a lot of things we have to understand here. Everything is ulta masala, they made it and don't be attached. How can you be? How can you not have a concern for children? They are a priority. Anyway, sannyasi, such sannyasi is Atma Ramaha. Atma Ramaha. This is where you also understand the meaning of the word Ramaha. Atma Ramaha means what? Ramaha is the one who revels. Swasmin ramate iti ramaha. And here you can say, Atmani ramate iti atma ramaha. Atmani ramate, revels. One who delights or revels in what? One's own swarupam, one's own self. Tannil telekiravan atma ramaha. One who revels in food is what? Sapat ramaha. We have the word, okay? We have this word in Tamil, we also have sapat ramaha means bojan ramaha, okay? And the one who revels, sometimes, I don't know here. So, Ramaha is one who revels, one who delights. In what? In one's own self. Atma Ramaha. Who is Atma Ramaha? One who revels in oneself. One who revels in oneself means one who revels in fullness. One who revels in fullness means what? One who revels in one's, one who revels in the knowledge of fullness. Understand? There be, who is this person? This is the one who enjoys the best of luxury. Understand now? Best of the luxuries. The one who enjoys the luxury of reveling in knowledge of fullness is Atma Ramaha. Understand now? One has the luxury of reveling in knowledge of fullness. He is Atma Ramaha. He is a sannyasi. He is free from putra eshana, vitta eshana, loka eshana. Yeshanatrayaha. Yeshanatrayam we say. Yeshanatrayam is highly discussed in Upanishads. We'll see that later. Other Upanishads. So Yeshanatrayam, very difficult. Okay? Yeshanatrayam means putra yeshana, vitteshana, lokeshana. And he sannyasi is who sannyasi? One who is free from attachment to these three. Okay, progeny, wealth and worlds. How is he not attached to all of them? Because he is not dependent on those things for his happiness. Now understand what is being detached and what is being attached? Abba, now it's a big thing. See, being attached means being dependent on, okay, anything for your happiness is being attached. Not being dependent on anything external for happiness is being detached. Detached means sitting away. Attached means sitting close with. That's not the meaning. Understand now? Which a wrong meaning this is. Being dependent on something for happiness is being attached to something. Being detached means not being dependent on something for happiness is being detached. What does it mean here? If you are not dependent on something for happiness means you are happiness yourself. That means you have discovered happiness as yourself. If you are dependent on something for happiness means you have not yet understood, you have not yet discovered the self which is happiness. Simple. Isn't it? Therefore, they said be a wise. Be wise. Okay, be wise and become wise. Wise enough to understand. And here one more word, Atmakredaha.
Atmakredaha.
See, he is very Tyakta Putra Vitta Loka Eshanaha. Sanyasi Atma Ramaha Atmakredaha. Atma Kridaha also means the same. Atma Kridaha means one who plays. That doesn't Vishnu say that. In fact, Atma Kridaha means one who is not. The Krida is a game and sport, isn't it? Krida, no? One who just being, he doesn't need to do anything for his happiness. One who is not dependent on any activity for his happiness is Atma Kridaha. Just being is joy. Listen now. Just being is joy for him. Just being is joy. We are not like that. No, we have to do something, otherwise we'll get agitated. When you have nothing to do, you cannot just be. Nothing to do, and that's why you get really, oh my God, I'll go mad. People use this expression, I'll go mad. Why do you say I'll go mad? Why can't you remain quiet? No, I have nothing to do. I don't know what to do. Look at this. I don't know what to do, so I'll go mad. Why you don't know what to do? Because I don't have anything to do now. Sometimes it happens that you don't need to do anything. Have to just be. That is when you do something wrong. You do something which you need not do. Or something you should not do also. Understand, this is the nature, our nature. Mind cannot allow you to remain quiet. That's the nature of the mind. Thoughts will keep on coming. I tell you, thoughts remain. This is what man of serenity, man of tranquility. Okay? Why? Because just being is joy. I don't want to say he's a lazy person. Okay? Again, misunderstand. There's something to be done. We always have so many things to do. We'll be doing. Understand? But this person, his happiness is not dependent on activity. Or doing something or the other, going somewhere or the other, you can't remain. Understand now? He's at home. Understand now? Being at home. That's swastaha. Being is joy. How is it possible? Therefore, atma kridaha. He's happy being himself. Being the self. That means he's happy. Is it clear? It's all vision. If you discover fullness. That is why being attached is not wrong. Having concern is not wrong. Nothing is wrong here. Shastra only tells you this fact. You know what is that? A happiness is something which is a choiceless. Okay? Choicelessly sought by you. But you do not know where it is, how it is. And Shastra tells you that secret also. Come on. What you're seeking ultimately? The fullness. Which is the whole, in fact, which alone is manifest as the whole. That fullness, that knowledge is in fact available for recognition as the very you, as the meaning of the word I. You will discover it and you will not be dependent on anything for your fullness or happiness. Then, now that you have given up the attachment or anything, understand, then you will always be, understand, that is, you will be happiness. Then you will be naturally, you are detached. There is no effort involved in understand, no, being detached. See, we don't need to make effort to be detached, to develop detachment. Be detached, don't be attached, don't have attachments. All these are wrong. See, attachment and detachment, understand? You know something, attachment is very natural. And detachment, you don't need to make any efforts. All that detachment will be natural if you revel in fullness. If you have discovered fullness. If you do not know what fullness is, and if you are dependent on external things for fullness or happiness, then it is natural for it to be attached. Shankara is so beautiful and so clear. Is it clear now? No effort is involved. If you know, you are detached. If you do not know, it is natural for you to be attached. You cannot do anything on your own. You cannot attach. You cannot decide to be attached. You cannot decide to be detached. You have no say over it. To be attached or to be detached. you discovered fullness, you are naturally detached. If you have not yet discovered fullness, and you can't help being attached. I mean, you are dependent on happiness, excellent things for your happiness. Understand? That is why the one, Atma Ramaha, Atma Kridaha. Now understand now? Atma Kridaha, one who is not dependent on activities and things for his happiness, one who is happy just as the self, just being his joy for whom, he is Atma Kridaha, Atma Ramaha, one who revels in one's own self, now as fullness. Atma Kridaha, Atma Ramaha, naturally one who is detached, understand now, one who is free from detachment, attachment to all these important, no? Putra, Vitta and Loka. Such a person, one who is naturally, one who remains steadfast in the Vishna oneness of reality, yasya pragya pratishthita, then tada, that is when one is said to be sita pragya and also vidwan. Is it clear? If you read Swamiji's explanations, very beautiful. I don't know whether you have read or you are going to read anyway. Nice. Look at this, what this English translation says, very funny. The idea is that the monk who has renounced the desire for progeny, wealth and reputation, who rejoices and revels in the self, is a sage of stable wisdom. Don't read. Sometimes translations are very, they are not wrong translation, but literal translation. Literal translation sometimes will not give you really, I don't say it's wrong, okay, but literal, very literal is, sometimes it's, it confuse. Okay, this is the next verse. Dukhe, now next verse again describes a jnani.
Dukheshu anudvignamanaha Vita raga bhaya krodha Sthita dhir muni ruchyate.
Okay. Same. Again, jnani is described in all these verses. Uchyate, all you have heard is said, sollapadhirar. Is said to be. What? Said to be what? Sthita dihi. One is said to be sthita dihi. Sthita pragya, sthita dihi mean the same. Dihi again, knowledge. Okay? One who has dihi literally means intellect also. But here it means sthita dihi. Okay? One who has steadfast knowledge. One whose vision of reality is not doubt-free and firm is sthita-dihi. And who is sthita-dihi? Munihi. He is a munihi. Munihi means immediately we think of something else. Okay? Munihi means we have picture of somebody sitting with the, you know, with the shikha here. In fact, Munihi is the Manana Shilaha, even if he is in pants and coat and all those things. Understand now, Munihi is the Manana Shilaha. Manana Shilaha, no? one who is meditative also is Munihi. One who is contemplative also is Munihi. Understand now? When you say Munihi means one who is in always meditation. One who does not do meditation, okay? Not the one who is doing meditation here, one who is always in meditation. What does it mean? Being always in meditation means seeing the reality, seeing the reality choicelessly. Understand? Seeing the reality always in everything. Suppose when we all walked into this room and we are sitting here, we are all reading, seeing each other's face in the light. And even though all of us see all of our faces, even though attention, your focus is elsewhere in listening to me, but still, can you miss the light here? Can your eyes miss the light here? Even though your focus is in what, listening to what I'm saying, can your eyes miss the light? Understand? That's what is contemplation upon light. Understand now? Similarly, the one who has known the reality, and once you have understood what the reality is thoroughly in terms of its swarupam, understand? Then you can never miss every perception, in every knowledge, in every recognition, in every bit of, in the whole, never can you miss the reality. Not being able to miss the reality, having discovered the reality, is being in contemplation. Understand now? Being in meditation. And he is a mananashilaha. Listen, Munihi. So, Munihi. So, sthita dhihi munihi iti uchyate. And who is this munihi? Who is this sthita dhihi? Who is the one who said to be sthita dhihi and munihi? Person of steadfast knowledge. He says, see, vita raga bhaya krodaha. Vita means free from, vigata. Vita means vigata. See, ragaha bhayam krodaha vigataha, okay? Yasmat. The one from whom ragaha attachment has gone. Look at this. We do not say one has given up attachment. The one from whom attachment has gone. It has gone. He did not send it, okay? Attachment has gone by itself. It is without being pushed out, okay? Chased out. Attachment has gone by itself, left him. Attachment has left him. Left, gone away from him. It's why ragaha. Attachment, bhayam, fear. My God. What is fear? The phenomenon called fear. Bhayam and wonder, illave illa jnani. Understand now? Bhayam. Then krodha, anger. Why? Well, he does not talk about desire here. He already has talked about desire. All about this. Desire he has talked about already. And now he's talking about other things now. Oh, once the desire has gone, understand, all the desire has gone by itself. I told you, all free from the hold of desires, jnani. I told you the reason also. Now we say here, krodha, anger. See, he does not need to make effort to give up anger. It's not possible for one to give up anger. One can manage anger initially. Later on, one can become free from the hold of desire. Understand? And this person, vita raga bhaya krodaha means vigataha. Understand now? Vigataha ragaha yasmat. Vigatam bhayam yasmat. Vigataha krodaha yasmat. The one from whom all of them have gone. Gone for good. Not simply gataha. Vigataha. We say, understand now, gone for good. One from whom all of them have gone for good means one who is completely free from fear, attachment and anger. If somebody is free from desires, hold of desires, then naturally he is free from other things also. I told you in the class, remember? Don't need to do everything else. Take care of one thing. Swamiji always says, knock off the champion. Don't need to go and play with everybody, knock off one or the other. anything. Like that, the desire has gone. Understand now, the desire, that he means the ignorance, okay? Ignorance, self-ignorance has gone, and all these are, we don't need to make efforts, they all just go away. So here also we say here, and desire, he is free from the hold of, not only he is free from the hold of desires, and only when the desire is there, okay, there's anxiety, fear, anger, no, attachment. I told you already what is attachment and what is detachment. It's very clearly explained. Understand now. Therefore, ragaha bhayam krodaha, one who is free from the hold of fear, anger and attachment. Then, no, he is said to be munihi, sitadihi. Not only that, he is, how is he? No, dukkeshu anudvigna manaha. Sukheshu vigata spruhaha. We already seen the one who revels in fullness. Okay, one who is not dependent on external situations or people or even activity for his being happy. No, therefore, naturally, sukheshu dukkeshu. What sukham and what dukkham? This, understand now? Dukkeshu, when situations are unpleasant, when unpleasant, unhappy situations, the pain-causing situations arise, then that those situations do not shake him. He does not become, understand now, unhappy. For, understand now, so dukkeshu anudvigna manaha. What udvigna manaha means? Broken-minded. Udvigram manaha yasya saha udvigram manaha. One who loses heart, okay? One whose mind becomes broken. Mana nodunji poru saram, udvigram manaha. But anudvigram manaha, one whose mind is not broken. Understand now? One who remains strong, one who does not, listen, does not become weak. When still very unhappy situations are there, and we feel so frightened and so insecure, and we feel so weak. Sometimes, no, your physical weakness also, when mentally you feel so weak and frightened, and then you feel physically also weak and tired, and sort of, you know, it can make you. But here, anudvigna manaha, no situation can ever make him weak. Never he becomes broken-hearted. He's always strong and firm. Anudvigna manaha, when dukkeshu. Okay, when unpleasant, undesirable, unhappy situations arise, dukkeshu anudvigna manaha. Why? Because the person who has discovered fullness, okay, and there, unhappiness is not outside of fullness. Instead of sadness is not outside of fullness. Nothing is outside of fullness, isn't it? Something very, very important happened. It's a state of mind. But there cannot be unhappiness at all. There cannot be unhappiness, and therefore he is not shaken by those situations. And then sukheshu vigata spruhaha. Sukham here means a pleasure. So one who is not shaken by pain, understand? One who doesn't get broken by pain in all unhappy situations. Sukheshu, in happy, pleasant, desirable situations also. Vigata spruhaha. Vigata spruha yasya. Vigata spruha. Spruha again means desire. Understand now? One who is free from desire for pleasures. One who is free from desire for pleasures. Therefore, one who does not get elated by happy situations, one whose happiness cannot be increased or decreased. Understand? It cannot be improved upon. One whose happiness cannot be improved upon. Can the nature of the water being H2O be improved upon? No, the nature is nature. Isn't it? Like that fullness, happiness cannot be increased or decreased. And one who has discovered the reality, there is only one reality, everything else is as though. Everything else is the manifestation of the only reality, which is mithya. All, really speaking, all that is there, absolutely what is there is only reality, and that reality is of the nature of fullness, limitlessness, happiness, and which is the very self. One has discovered fullness in that way, discovered, okay, one has understood and assimilated, meditated upon and disassimilated, one who revels in that fullness, such a person, yea, no happening can shake him. An unhappy situation or happy situation cannot change his nature being fullness and happiness. Understand? Therefore, he is unbroken. He is not broken-hearted. Dukkeshu anudvigna manaha. Sukeshu vigata spruhaha. That is why what is expected of us from here. See, it is natural for one. Shastram does not say don't get broken. There is no wrong teaching advice here. It's not advice is different from teaching. Understand? Here Bhagavad Gita is a teaching, not advice. It doesn't say don't do this and do this. But here it teaches. What does it teach? It is very natural for one to get broken mentally when situations are undesirable and unpleasant and unhappy. It is very natural for one to get elated also when situations are so nice and desirable, when situations are to your expectation. It's very natural. We either will be like this. It's very natural. The mind is of that nature. Why? Because one who is dependent on external anything or everything other than the self for his being happy. Understand? If you are dependent on anything other than yourself for your happiness, then you are a simple, ordinary person, ignorant person. You will be elated or you will be depressed and you'll be broken mentally. This is how we are. It is very natural for one to be like that. But here Jnani Shastram is telling how a Jnani lives. In any situation, he is the same. His unhappiness does not get increased, does not get decreased. Why? Because happiness is the very surupam. And such a person, unhappy situation, there is no such, understand now, unhappy, unpleasant, desirable situation, undesirable situation, or desirable, happy situation, everything is the same. He remains the same. That is why you are asked to deliberately, you are asked to remain the same in all situations, as a karma yogi, initially, when you want to gain jnana, you have to prepare your mind for this knowledge and you are asked to. Shastram tells you, samattam yoga uchate, learn to remain the same in all situations and looking at them as prasada, ordained by the law which is Ishvara. It is karma yoga. There you try to accept them. You have to make efforts to accept all situations with sameness of mind, and you try to look at it as prasada, because you know it's ordained by the natural law, and law is Ishvara for you. Therefore, you try to accept, and here, all that is, there's only Ishvara. Everything is Ishvara. Understand now? And that you are also Ishvara. In fact, there only fullness. This person, Jnani here, Jnani without any efforts, without having to see anything. Understand now? Jnani remains the same. It is impossible for one to remain the same in ajnanam. It is natural for one, not possible, okay? It is natural. It is possible to remain the same for a karma yogi. Look at this. It is impossible for the one who is not a karma yogi, who is not a jnani, to remain the same in all the situations. It is possible for the karma yogi to remain the same in all the situations. It is natural for the jnani to remain the same in all the situations. Who, understand, what is impossible for a jnani, what is natural for a jnani, understand now, and what is possible for a karma yogi. So first we are all people of impossibility, understand now. Then we try to become, understand now, we try to make everything possible for us. Okay, it is possible for us to remain the same. How? Prayers, worship, attitude, understand? That is what this karma yoga is like. It's for what? To prepare you. And it is becomes natural for a jnani to remain the same. Why it is natural? Whatever happens, fullness is swarupam. Swarupam. Okay? That's why dukkesh anudvigramanaha, sukkesh vigatasprugaha, vitaragabhayakrodaha, sthitadihi munihi uchyate. Anyway, we'll continue next class. We're going to have to say something more. It's very nice to do this verse, no? Very nice. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya.